From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting Rio de Janeiro is set to open the Olympics. But Brazilian football legend Pelé says that he will not light the Olympic cauldron at the opening ceremonies. The three-time World Cup football winner said he was not in physical condition to take part in the ceremony. The 75-year-old had been rumored as one of the choices to light the Olympic cauldron Friday night in Rio. However, he has been suffering from muscle pain and had hip surgery earlier this year. Meanwhile, in Rio de Janeiro, hundreds of demonstrators blocked roads in Copacabana to protest against the government and the cost of hosting the Games. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was scheduled to carry the torch along that section of the route, but local authorities canceled that plan. Unpopular interim president Michel Temer is expected to attend Friday's opening ceremony at Maracanã Stadium. South Africa's ruling party has taken a drubbing in local elections. The African National Congress is still leading overall, but the party of Nelson Mandela is seeing its worst electoral performance since the end of apartheid, with about 90% of the ballots counted. Cyril Ramaphosa is the organization's deputy president.
We've lost Nelson Mandela Bay. We've conceded that we've lost it. And we are going to do an introspective look at ourselves. And our members will be involved in that.
Analysts say that voters are frustrated with the country's high unemployment and rampant political corruption. Results in Johannesburg and the area around Pretoria are too close to call. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lawyers representing U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen say that Turkey has not provided evidence of his involvement in last month's failed military coup attempt before a possible extradition would take place. Speaking to reporters in Washington Friday, one of Gulen's attorneys, Reid Weingarten, said the complexity and absurdity of conspiracy allegations against his clients that he and the CIA were behind the coup have intensified in its aftermath. The Turkish government has said that Gulen, a former ally of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, masterminded the coup by renegade officers in the military and has called on the U.S. to extradite him to Turkey. Ankara, however, has not filed a formal extradition request. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has admitted that he was wrong in claiming to have seen a video of a U.S. cash payment being delivered to Iran on the same day that Tehran released four Americans it detained. On Twitter, Trump said, "The plane I saw on television was the hostage plane in Geneva, Switzerland, not the plane carrying $400 million in cash going to Iran." The Republican nominee, who extensively uses social media, has been expressing outrage about the money, which some Republicans called a ransom following media reports this week. The Obama administration has said it was money the United States legally owed to Iran to settle a decades-old dispute over an aborted arms deal in the 1970s. The United Nations delivered relief supplies to tens of thousands of displaced Syrians cut off from outside help for nearly 2 months. Huge cranes were used Thursday to hoist bags of rice, lentils, and dates from Jordan into the camps at Hadalat and Rukban on the Syrian side of the border. Shada Maghrabi is a spokeswoman for the World Food Program.
This will give us some time to look into longer-term and more sustainable solution to the population in Hadalat and Rukban.
This week's shipment of 650 metric tons of food and hygiene kits was a one-off. Jordan has said it would bar future deliveries from its soil because of security concerns. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 255,000 jobs in July, while wages rose 2.6% over the past year. Friday's Labor Department report says the unemployment rate was steady at 4.9%. A separate government report shows the U.S. trade deficit rose to its highest level in 10 months, caused partly by weak overseas economies that buy fewer American-made goods. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.